Police officer Aaron Dean is free on bond, charged with a Tatiana Jefferson's murder.
She was playing video games with her nephew when Dean and another officer were sent to do a welfare check because her front door was open at 2 a.m. Police have released the officer's body cam video. Dean was not heard identifying himself as an officer on that video, and the interim police chief said there was no sign either officer who responded even knocked on the front door.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
And it was
It's Tuesday!
I hear voices.
I hear voices. Is somebody there?
Yeah.
Who are you?
I'm something of a famous radio personality.
This is such an honor.
You were hands down my favorite radio personality of all time.
Then you should get out more.
All right, let's get this show on the road.
It's showtime!
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And the game we're playing is the name game, and the 8 o'clock hour name is James Osteen. James Osteen, you have until 9 to call us at 396-5477 and make sure you're in on the drawing for a $1,000 gift card to select stores in Eastdale Mall. That's James Osteen, O apostrophe Steen, 396-5477.
Okay.
Call us. We'd love to see you win that.
Mr. Sandman.
Joining us now, oh, by the way, coming up, another horrible story about an Alabama student making... wreaking havoc on Auburn. I'm so ticked when I see this kind of stuff. That's ahead, Rich's forecast.
I think it was at the LSU stadium.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, then okay. I don't know.
That's okay.
That's okay. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, how many teams have Tigers as the...
Well, about 18 million.
Yeah.
But he was making threats about the stadium over there, and the LSU officials were not coming.
I was going to put that on Facebook. I'm taking it down.
All right.
Don't need it. Hello, Mr. Sandman.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you?
How y'all?
I'm good.
Good.
Well, we had a really good weekend. If you're shopping on Millbrook store, you'll see a lot of empty spaces there. We're going to fill some of them back up, but we're clearing out a lot of floor samples, headboards, beds, mattresses, adjustable bases, and they are going. So if you're needing queens, kings, even some twins and fulls, come on up there. We've got a lot of product, but we've got a lot of product in Montgomery also on sale. Jameson, Serta's, Beauty Rest, we're giving special deals on everything. We've selling a lot of merchandise, keeping us busy, but that's a good thing.
Yeah, we like that. We like busy.
Yeah, I like busy. It's better than... Well, I can actually say it yesterday, though, my Millbrook store did phenomenally. I mean, but our Montgomery stores, we got to watch a lot of TV. Columbus Day is not a big shopping day, really, so that didn't surprise me, but the Millbrook store was amazing what they did.
You still have the tree up? The Columbus Day tree up still?
Well, we're going to take all the decorations down off the building. We had a decorator come in and do everything on the
sure.
outside of the building
right.
and stuff. So
you know, you put up the three ships and, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So,
but the inflatable other than that, Santa Maria.
Yeah. I was just thinking of an old joke, but I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. An old joke. I know the old joke. Don't say it.
Wow.
We do have a great sale going on. I place the orders every week. We keep restocking our Montgomery stores, and we have been on Millbrook, but we're beginning to start winding it down, final markdowns. I've been taking on a lot of things, and later this week I'll take some more final markdowns on some other stuff. But, you know, if you get there, you see something you like, tell the salesman to call me. I don't want to move any of that stuff, especially the beds and headboards and everything. They're hard to store after they've been opened, so... You know, if you see something you like, you know, the salesman doesn't give you a price you like, come to call me. I want to get rid of everything up there.
All right, then.
We hope people will take you up on that offer to call.
I did. Offer you can't refuse. Absolutely. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on the Highway 14 on the right-hand side next to the little Citgo station. Montgomery, of course, is on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. We're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Thank you, Mr. Sandfather.
Thank you.
Well, that was just a little, it's Mario Puzo's birthday today, too. So,
oh, is it?
Yeah, we'll be thinking Godfather just a little bit later at 8:06.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
This next band of showers, which is overspreading the area now, is getting a little bit heavier, especially from, let's say, I-65 on westward and moving eastward. So that's going to be overspreading the entire area. Pretty raining to beat the band right now. Places like Greenville, Evergreen, Camden. Oh, my gosh. Monroeville. Pretty good rain in Selma right now. And the rain is relentless out to the west of us. It just keeps coming at us. And that's going to be the story today and tonight. Rain and periods of sometimes heavy rain. A few thunderstorms possible later on. In fact, we're in a marginal severe weather risk from the Storm Prediction Center. Rainfall amounts most places easily 1 to 3 inches, which is going to put a big dent in this horrible, horrible drought. A few spots could see higher amounts. High today, 72. Tonight's low, 67. Tomorrow, risk of showers mainly early. The cold front comes through. It shuts off the rain, and it ushers in some chilly nights. I mean, you know, by Wednesday and Thursday night, we're talking about lows in the 40s. And then by the weekend, watching the Gulf of Mexico this late in the ball game, yeah, we are. Maybe a tropical low of some dimension. How it will develop, we'll see, and how it could affect us. But we've got showers back in the forecast for the weekend. Right now, this morning, light rain falling. Temperature is 70. It's 8:07. And, you know, we've been talking about this the rain and how it could affect traffic, and there's been some accidents this morning. Gosh, I hope you're not in an accident. Montgomery Paint and Body's ready to take care of you if you are, and they are the best at what they do in the paint and body business. They've been around for over 35 years. I know because I've been a customer for over 3 decades. I'm not just saying that. There have been so many vehicles, and Donnie and Brandon are so sharp, they can remember a lot of my vehicles that I've brought into them, 404. And I come back because they're so meticulous at what they do. And they work well with the insurance company. The insurance guy always says, oh, gosh, yes. Montgomery Paint and Body, that's perfect. 27REC with a W. I hope you don't need that phone number today. 27REC with a W. Or they're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. And then when you get your phone call that the car is ready, it's also going to be detailed, which puts a big old silly grin on my face when I get into that car because it's just like it came off the showroom floor. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
All right, we're going to check traffic here in a second. What was that thing on, was it Wheel of Fortune you said?
Yeah, it was Wheel of Fortune. Were you able to find anything?
I've got it. I've got the search engine up to Wheel. What should I type in?
Oh, man.
What happened? What happened?
I don't know. You're going to have to make me, because I'm not sure exactly what to tell you.
All right, well.
Something about marriage.
Yeah.
Wheel of Fortune contestants. That guy with the beard.
This guy here?
That guy with the beard.
Okay. Loveless marriage, okay.
All right, so this is just, and this is family friendly?
Should be, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, it aired.
We take you now to yesterday with Pat Sajak and a pretty hot blonde.
Hello, Blair.
Hello.
Blair Davis, Cardiff, California. You own the trucking business, it says here.
Yeah, trucking business, yeah. In San Diego.
Good for you. And talk about your family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with 3 stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan, and I have 1 rotten grandson.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Based on the way this guy looks, surprise number one is that is that he's from California. Because it looks like his brains are growing through his chin. But if I had to... I think this is baloney. I think he had that planned.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
As a gag.
That was stored up, a stored up answer, of course. Yeah.
But he did a pretty good job on the execution.
He pulled it off.
Yeah. 8:10 is the time. Let's see who's behaving on the road and who's not.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. The accident, Northern Boulevard and Coliseum Boulevard, has been cleared. Traffic is moving there, but we have another accident now.
on the Northern Boulevard at Highway 231 and Congressman Dickinson. Use caution there. Both lanes are affected in that one as well. We have a possible structure fire, 200 Ann Street. Emergency vehicles are en route, 200 Ann Street. A possible structure fire going on there. Madison Avenue and Hilliard, that's near Crampton Bowl. We have an accident there that could be causing problem. Watch out for the emergency vehicles. Slow down and please drive carefully this morning. It doesn't matter if you want to talk used cars or football. Stop by Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They're happy to have you stop by and browse with no pressure. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Amber Alert for 3-year-old Camille McKinney has now been expanded to states surrounding Alabama. Birmingham police say she was abducted at a birthday party Saturday night. Governor Ivey says she is finalizing a plan to offer a reward for information leading to Camille. Two people were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening burns after an apartment fire in Montgomery. This happened in the 5600 block of Eddins Road, just off Atlanta Highway. And we now know the names of two high school students who drowned in the Tombigbee River. Authorities say Demopolis High School students Rayshawn Bennison and Natasha Daniels died Friday after they fell into the water and drowned. The students went to the river after an early dismissal from school. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On October 15th, 1920, the world welcomed little baby Mario Puzo, the future author of The Godfather.
Congrats, it's a boy. Nurse, take the baby. Leave the cannoli.
Mario Puzo, a star is born.
Nothing was here yesterday. Suddenly they're here today. J.C. Penney, now it's a scare factory. Shop, shop, shopping at the Halloween store. There's a mask with bleeding eyes, severed heads and zombie brides. That's a giant blow-up ghost I'm buying for the lawn. Demonic possessed pumpkins, animatronic skeletons. Shop, shop, shopping at the Halloween store.
Yeah, over the years, I've accumulated a lot of these little bits and parodies.
Right.
And I'm thinking maybe we should go through these and decide which ones are worthy and which ones aren't.
Weed them out, sort of. Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm thinking of. Yeah. For a little bit of that?
Perfectly fine with me.
Well, hey, I have nowhere to go.
I was driving in the car one October night when the DJ played a musical fright. The track's been around for so long, I'm completely over this Halloween song.
The Monster Mash!
Sick of the Monster Mash.
All right, that's cool. That's better for close to Halloween. Uh-huh. This one is labeled Halloween Trick or Treat Jerks.
Okay.
Song.
He's all covered in TP, burning bags of dog feces. I'm gonna beat him down. Trick-or-treat jerks, these rotten kids. Where do they live? Beaten down, little trick-or-treat jerks.
I don't know. He's covered with feces.
Yeah, all right.
Yay or nay?
Nay. Nay on that one.
When I heard that, I thought of Matt Foley on SNL. There's one of those Matt Foley episodes where he walks outside and somebody left a flaming bag of tacos.
Right.
Oh, my God. Pretty funny stuff.
It's a prank that's been around for decades, huh?
Here's one called Halloween, I Dressed the Dog.
Look at my little four-legged friend. It's my invention. You know it's Halloween again. My dog's in a depression. It's not what he's
I'm already
used
nay on this.
No.
Yeah.
I'm already nay on
it. Aren't you glad we're doing this? 817. This is a slow dance Halloween song.
I like the beat, but, you know.
I don't understand the lyrics anyway.
No, that's another nay.
More recent vintage, Bruno Mars.
Okay.
Every time I hear Bruno Mars, I expect a Super Bowl to break out.
I expect some lyrics at some point.
Maybe back next year, too.
Yeah, it's Halloween night. We've got some trick-or-treating to do.
That's a nay also.
Okay.
This is just...
Halloween, door to door we go.
I'm not liking any of these.
We trick or treat. You give us candy.
That'll be interesting to see what they do with this here.
Dressed like the Klan.
Dressed like the Klan?
On your front door the night.
Oh, I forgot to check the label from MSLSD.
It said dressed like the Klan.
I think that's why I bailed out of that early. I just never took it out of the system.
Maybe. Dressed like the Klan.
You know, you see... videos from those days, right. And you look at them and you think, how, in addition to all the other horrible stuff, they say how ridiculous they look.
Oh, yeah. Well, who came up with that idea?
Really?
We're sitting here waiting for a Halloween song based on Neil Diamond, and it opens with dress.
Yeah, I said,
that's why we're doing this. This is a public service.
Yeah.
This one, I think the music is good, but the lyrics suck. Bobby Bob.
Oh, yeah. Can't go wrong with that and the image that it brings to mind.
You can use it as a bumper, too.
It's daylight time, and I'm alone. Pine Box.
No, I'm sorry. You're not Discount Dracula.
No. Blay. No. There's not enough blay. Hey. Not enough blay.
Let's see. Halloween over... Hobophobia, the Muppets, that's a good one. All right, so I think we did a good job here. We got rid of about 10.
Great. Okay. Hey, open up some hotkeys for...
Other crap other that stuff. We can get in annoy our listeners with. It is 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka is an amazing company that takes on the toughest situations, the one we don't like to think about, where we might experience a loss of mobility. Sometimes those are temporary or long-term situations, sometimes permanent, but whatever, Gulf States Mobility steps in, assesses, and then begins the process of restoring choices to the life of the person who's been so horribly affected. They work with many of our wounded heroes coming home, facing a lengthy period of rehab and adjustment, or lack of mobility. And they've done amazing things just in the time that I've been talking about them. The advent of the VIM vehicles, voice command technology cars, that have given individuals the chance to set and keep their own schedules instead of feeling dependency on someone else, so they can go where they want to go when they want to go. And other technologies they make in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson do a fabulous job. Please, in appreciation of your own mobility, find them on Facebook one of these days, Gulf States Mobility. Look them up and like them for the great stuff that they do. Their number is 514-6590, 821.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Driving a few minutes ago, we had emergency vehicles dispatched to the 200 block of Ann Street, a possible structure fire there. That is in the vicinity of Lee High School. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Give them the right of way. Northern Boulevard at the Wetumpka Highway, we have an accident there that is causing a bit of a backup in both lanes. Madison at Hilliard, that's going to be right near Crampton Bowl. We have an accident there. A little bit of a slowdown on I-85 headed downtown as you pass Ann Street, but we have no accidents reported there. It is busy everywhere. Slow down and drive carefully. Thursday night, $6.99. Ribeye Steak and Fries Night at the Shack. Saturday is $5 Chicken Leg Quarters, Baked Beans, and Slaw Night. The Shack on the Atlanta Highway for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
City is ready to make your upcoming fall and holiday travel safe. Check out these fall specials for a limited time only. Standard brake service, $169.99 plus tax. Oil changes, $27.99 plus tax with 3 quarts and synthetic blend 5W30 oil. Radiator flushes, $49.99 plus tax. And two-wheel alignments, $59.99. See Tire City now while you can save. Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale Mall and Southern Boulevard and Capitol Plaza at Woodley Road.
Tire City!
Through October 19th.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
824, J. Scott being the big tease that he is. At least that's what she said. I stole that line from Rich. Where does that come from, by the way? That's what she said. Where does that?
Actually, The Office.
Office, okay, that's what I thought.
You know?
Because I've seen Steve Carell use that a few times.
Oh, yeah.
But you were talking about, you can't wait to talk about the Seafood Bistro today. So what?
Right.
The suspense is over. Tell us.
So listen, there are angels who walk among us.
Okay.
People who are decent, kind, caring. They see someone in need, mm-hmm. and they help them out. And you can see the fruits of their labor on my Facebook page.
Oh.
It is right after the random facts that I posted this morning, if you scroll down.
Yeah.
At about 11 o'clock this yesterday morning,
mm-hmm.
I had a visitor.
Oh.
And it was Paul, Chef Paul from the Seafood Bistro.
Go!
He heard my plight.
Excuse me, I was remiss in that. What was his name? Paul what?
Paul Doe, yeah. He had heard my plight of the lack of fried cheese curds at the fair.
Oh.
And he made some for me and brought them to
look
me.
Look at that.
Hand-delivered these
look
things.
Look at that.
You know what's more shocking than the cheese curds?
Yeah.
My daughter's name on your page
I
liking
see
your
that.
Curds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we had abandoned the Kurds. But anyway, so the seafood. Yeah, so that's
these items are these cheese curds are not
that's
yet
not on the menu.
It's
right?
not on the menu, and he's giving it consideration. We were talking about, you know, pricing and things like that of how we would do if he added them to the menu. So they could be bringing fried cheese curds to the appetizer portions.
Ooh, look at the seasoning on that.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Rich. Oh, Rich. It's so good. If you want to check out everything that they've got at the Seafood Bistro, go to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. You'll see the entire menu there. Visit them at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Right down here for the station. Call them at 279-7500. Use the delivery apps on your phone to get them delivered right to your door if you want to do that. Or just order online and everything will be ready when you get there. But yes, there are now, well, there's a possibility that the Seafood Bistro may have fried cheese curds in the upcoming future here.
Wow, exciting news.
It was so good because I didn't get any at the fair at all.
It looked, the picture looked scrumptious.
They were delicious.
But... what is a cheese curd?
Cheese curd is kind of a byproduct of the cheese making process, and I'm going to read it to you here. Cheese curds are the moist pieces of curdled milk, either eaten alone as a snack or used in prepared dishes. They're chiefly found in Quebec, Canada, in the dish poutine. Poutine?
Is that a region?
I don't know. It's a dish.
Oh, I got you.
Poutine.
Sounds like a vulgar name for...
Yeah.
Yeah. Curds are sometimes referred to as squeaky cheese, because when you do eat it, it kind of squeaks when you eat it.
Interesting.
But
no kidding.
There's a little bit of a squeak whenever you're
goes well with most things, does not go well with turkey.
Thank you, Rich Hannity. It's 8:28.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
I don't think at this point in our time that anybody should be surprised that women could take on any type of job. This is only a story because there's been a significant increase in the number of women participating in it, and that is truck driving.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. I see more and more.
You know, in addition to police and our service folk and everybody else that never gets enough appreciation, our truck drivers, men and women.
That's a hard job.
It is.
That's challenging.
And I don't think most people even grasp how screwed we would be if every truck driver in the country went on strike whatever reason.
No, I don't even think about that.
They are the lifeblood. But we have a little musical salute. Truck driving women.
Yeah! Women driving trucks, 'cause there is good pay. We cruise down the road all night and day. We got our trucker hats and we're overweight. Women driving trucks, 'cause there is good pay. 'Cause I'm supporting my kids, a mother trucker, eating beef jerky at every dinner. Hit up a rest stop to take a shower. I'm supporting my kids, a mother trucker. 'Cause we're women driving trucks for the pay. I'm a girl in a trucker hat with a Monster energy drink, and my armpits kinda stink. All us women step on the gas, honk the horn as we pass. Oh Lord have mercy, we're hauling ass. Ain't nothing about it, look, we're women driving trucks.
And many truck drivers earn in the six-figure plus categories.
Well,
I understand.
And they make every, you know, I mean, they deserve every nickel.
Yes. All right, a couple of quick things. Pineapple Mountain Dew sound like something you'd want?
No. Sure.
I'd taste it. I'd try it.
Not me.
I have no problem trying that out, but I don't know what it would...
Nah.
Mountain Dew Maui Burst has been test marketed, and the success has been huge. Oh. So I will know it's a thing when I go to Food Outlet, and I can buy Maui Burst at cost plus 10.
Isn't Mountain Dew the most caffeinated thing you could possibly put in your body?
That's what that's my understanding. By the way, you can use that, what's it called again? Mountain Dew Maui Burst to wash down Lay's new flavor of potato chips.
Oh, what is that?
Is it the tomato and...
Flavor? That's the taste of some...
No.
Sorry, I had to...
Is this the grilled cheese...
Grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Grilled cheese and tomato soup flavored chips.
You know what's a great alternative to a grilled cheese and tomato chip? How about a grilled cheese...
And tomato soup.
And tomato soup.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And the actual chip. Thing.
Was that the greatest thing, though, about... Does that remind you of Mom?
Grilled, of course.
Grilled cheese and tomato soup.
From school in the winter.
I walked home at lunch, and Andy Griffith's on the TV, and we
had it so good.
Oh, my gosh.
We had it so good.
Yep.
Piping hot Campbell's tomato soup
is right.
And grilled cheese. Yeah. And by the way, guys, I have bought the requisite, this cold weather that's coming in,
mm-hmm.
your first seasonal chili will be ready soon.
Okay.
Yay. Cool.
Unless you were lying to me, I know you like my chili.
We do.
8:32. Just mentioned it was a really happy surprise to see Janelle's name on your page. That was cool.
she does likes every once in a while for my stuff, too.
Nobody tells me anything.
Do I need to tell you whenever she likes one of my posts? Or okay.
She never likes any of my...
She liked the post where I took video of...
Right, she liked mine
on the
the
video of your birthday.
Oh God,
the birthday day she did do some likes, but she does some other likes.
You guys did a masterful job on that. Masterful. That when I saw that clip and you were shooting
birthdays
the picture of her on the phone waiting,
we sweat birthdays.
Now, if you guys do a FaceTime with my daughter, I will. Be very surprised.
I imagine.
Can be honest with you, we have no phone calls lined up.
What do you think, Jay?
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Especially not with my kid.
We have no, that's right. Exactly.
One place I know Janelle really loves is Brian Jewelry.
Uh-huh.
They're here, but they have a beautiful website. And Goose went shopping on the website and turned on Happy Wedding Memories into some really beautiful jewelry. And I'm just saying... it looks, if you haven't been to BrianJewelry.com, first thing you should do when you visit the website is sign up for the club so you get $100 off your first purchase of $200 or more. And really, let's see, 76, about 70 days till Christmas, give or take. Now's the time to start thinking ahead. My buddy Thano the Greek God puts up his Christmas display, starts working on it this week, so it's ready by December. You can enjoy the season more when you're prepared and you have those couple of tough gift things already purchased. The new showcases for War Eagle Roll Tie featuring first-class merchandise are now up and ready to go as you walk in the door. And, of course, the professional jewelers there can create something for you. So let them kind of pick your brain about the person you're shopping for. Your answers can lead you into some amazing suggestions. At Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, and again, BrianJewelry.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting BlueHaven.com.
I am looking at a very colorful radar display, and I hope you have our weather app on your phone or tablet, and you can stay up on the intensity of the rain today, where it is, where it's going to be. Our weather app, I'm very proud of it. It's now on about 70,000 phones across the river region here. Get it on your phone or tablet today because it knows where you live, and if there's any severe weather alerts, and we are under a marginal severe weather risk today, it knows where you are and it will alert you for your location. Periods of rain today and tonight. A few thunderstorms are also possible. Rainfall in most places easily 1 to 3 inches. A few spots could see more than that. High today 72, tonight's low 67. Risk is some leftover showers early in the day tomorrow before the cold front comes through and turns off the rain and ushers in some really fall air. What do you tell talking about? Well, I'm talking about temperatures that'll be in the 40s for lows on Wednesday and Thursday night. Jacket weather. And then by the weekend, watching the Gulf of Mexico, tropical low pressure that could be something to watch. Exactly how strong could it get, or how could it affect our weather? Well, I've got showers back in the forecast. We'll watch it. Right now this morning, the rain is so extensive. On the radar, it is it's working out exactly as we had hoped. Several days back, we were talking about this rain. Light rain, 70 degrees now, 836.
All right, we will have our Morning Maroon nominees very shortly.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have the remnants of an accident on the Northern Boulevard Wetumpka Highway that could be causing a little bit of a problem there. Use caution in that area. Also, Madison and Hilliard near Crampton Bowl, you could still have a problem right there with an accident. Other than that, it is still fairly busy everywhere in Montgomery on this Tuesday morning, and it's also raining. Please don't have an accident today. Buckle up, drive carefully, and slow down just a little bit. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Amber Alert for 3-year-old Camille McKinney has now been expanded to states surrounding Alabama. Birmingham police say she was abducted at a birthday party Saturday night. Governor Ivey says she is finalizing a plan to offer a reward for information leading to Camille. We now know the names of two high school students who drowned in the Tombigbee River. Authorities say Demopolis High School students Rayshawn Bennison and Natasha Daniels died Friday after they fell into the water and drowned. The students went to the river after an early dismissal from school. And two people were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening burns after an apartment fire in Montgomery. This happened in the 5600 block of Eddins Road, just off Atlanta Highway. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
At 840 on News Talk 93.1 FM, it's just me for the moment. Rich and Jay are out of the room, and Dejara Britton is here with me.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Celebrating, not her birthday, because she's not 90.
Not quite yet.
Yeah, I think you got many, many, many decades to wait.
Just a little bit.
Of Jasmine Hills. So let's talk about the celebration that's planned and how people can get in on it. It's this coming Saturday.
Yes, this weekend. We have a big weekend for our 90th birthday.
All right, and what all's going on?
So we have two big events. On Saturday, we have our garden gathering benefit. It is in support of a big festival that we have coming up in March. We're going to have some great local performers there, performing with some guests from Juilliard. We're also going to have Maya Satoru Ng, the founder of our event partner, The Peace Studio. And she's going to be talking about our world and what we can do for it and how we can join hands to embrace our shared humanity and work for each other in the world. And once we finish all that, we have a big 90th birthday party on Sunday. It's going to be a big open house, free to the public, family friendly, lots of great games and cake, of course, some presentations, and really just a preview of Jasmine Hill's future, our next 90 years.
Stuff for the kids, art activities, face painting.
Face painting, art activities, games, a maze, some very amazing fairy gardens by Terra Sartorius. It's going to be super fun for the whole family.
It's always beautiful.
Yes.
Up there. And I'm thinking about today's rain, what the rain is doing to help all the beautiful, beautiful surroundings around.
We are very excited about it. Hopefully it won't be raining during our birthday
party. No. I'm talking about today's rain.
No, this is the guy you call when you need help with that.
I know. I'm going to put in a good word for us, hopefully.
Jasmine Hill is always a great... it's a great place to go.
It's funny.
I always feel serene.
I was here a bunch of years. I had heard of it, but never been there.
Right.
And then somebody I knew got married there, and I couldn't believe it when I got there. What an amazing and beautiful place this is.
This is right here close to us. Wow.
It's Alabama's little corner of Greece. Yeah. You really feel like you're somewhere else when you go
there.
Oh, that's
so cool.
Was it not built to do exactly that?
That's exactly what it was. And then 1996, when the Olympics were in Atlanta, it played a big role.
The Olympic flame came through, and
that's pretty cool.
And you can see all of those pictures and video if you come to Jasmine Hill. We have all of that stuff displayed. We love it. We love our Greek heritage. We have so many statues that are replicas of original Greek works. We have the world's only full-scale replica of the Temple of Hera.
Right.
And in the future, we are going to be having quite a few events there. We have some big, big, bold dreams and some big things that are coming up. We like to think of Jasmine Hill as a place where art and nature intersect for peace and the planet. So we're going to be talking about joining hands and being good to each other and being good to our planet. And we hope to be on the front lines of the peace movement and making our world better. And that's all going to start this weekend with our 90th birthday and those two big events.
I love your energy and enthusiasm.
Thank you. We're really excited about it.
That makes me hopeful you're going to be able to. In fact, we've even gotten along better. We must have known you were coming.
We do have that effect, don't people?
Harmonious.
The garden energy.
Okay, so times on Saturday and Sunday for everything opens at?
So Saturday, our event starts at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And that is a ticketed event, so you can find tickets on our website, jasminehill.org.
Right.
And Sunday, 2 to 5, open house, free to the public. Everyone come out. Plenty of cake, plenty of space, plenty of games. It's going to be great.
All right.
Excellent.
JasmineHill.org.
JasmineHill.org, yes. Okay. And you can find us on Facebook and Instagram.
If you've never been, you really do need to check this place out
because it is
an amazing change just a few miles up the road.
It's a real treat. You feel like you're somewhere else.
You're a real treat.
Thank you
for joining us today.
No problem.
I mean it.
Well, yeah, I didn't think you didn't.
Okay. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
8:45.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have the remnants of an accident on the Northern Boulevard Wetumpka Highway that could be causing a little bit of a problem there. Use caution in that area. Also, Madison and Hilliard near Crampton Bowl, you could still have a problem right there with an accident. Other than that, it is still fairly busy everywhere in Montgomery on this Tuesday morning, and it's also raining. Please don't have an accident today. Buckle up, drive carefully, and slow down just a little bit. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
the Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's days like this when you have a new driver in the family. Mm-hmm. It's days like this where you really worry a little more, you know, because they're new drivers. They don't have a lot of experience.
It's raining.
Inclement weather. Yeah. So if they're out there in a vehicle you know is safe, that does make a difference,
yep.
Which is why when the Boodles needed a car for Goose, her first vehicle was a Volkswagen Jetta. Because by every measure, the safety features were as good as any other vehicle out there. And it performed very, very well for us. Low maintenance and good fuel economy. And there's a couple of these in the under 10,000 category at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, 2013. In beautiful condition, you know, and sometimes new drivers, they don't want to pay their dues. They want something they will not be embarrassed to be seen in, like my dad's 66 Chevy Fury station wagon, which is like driving a boat. This is a hot little machine in great condition. They vet everything they put into this or any category of Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Good, look at that from the side. You would never know that car isn't brand new. The interior, clean and pristine. Most importantly, though, the mechanics have put the engine through every test they can think of to make sure they're not reselling somebody else's troubles. All types of brands and types of vehicles, small SUVs, large SUVs, trucks, under 10, reliable purchases at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Tip Thames and that great group of people over there, over 20 financing options, so don't let credit issues get in the way. Get it over there and get your deal done and rebuild your credit with help from Jack Ingram. Start at jackingram.com, like I just did.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
A homo, a homo, a homo. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just easy being, old man.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
First, there was the sexy kitty and bunny costumes. Next came the sexy and naughty devil costume. Followed by the sexy nurse, sexy cop, and sexy school teacher costumes. And now, just in time for Halloween, it's the Everything Sexy Store. Now available, the sexy Ruth Bader Ginsburg costume. Comes complete with Supreme Court robes slit up to the thigh, sexy glasses, sexy hair bun, and saucy justice gavel. There's also the sexy Rudy Giuliani costume and sexy Adam Schiff. And for non-political peeps, there's the sexy fire hydrant, sexy tube of denture cream, sexy toilet plunger, and more. The Everything Sexy Store, where it's overpriced and worth it, because it's sexy.
How about the sexy Hawk Show toast costume?
You sure is ugly.
Wasn't asking for an opinion.
Why, I got a face for radio.
Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. All right, I'm kind of inclined. This is just sort of a corporate come on already. Starbucks.
All right.
What are introducing the new Joker Frappuccino.
What's in the Joker Frappuccino?
Well, it's actually a matcha green tea creme frappuccino. All you need to do is ask the barista, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
From Nicaragua?
Nicaragua. To draw a smile inside the cup using strawberry syrup. It's probably about $20.
I bet.
So I give it them for inventing it, and anybody that goes in spends that money to buy it. Silly.
Yeah.
All right, 26-year-old woman from Taiwan was visiting the Philippines. She was arrested for wearing a tiny bikini to the beach.
Huh?
I should put the pictures up.
A tiny bikini?
Yeah.
In the Philippines?
It says nothing was showing. Shouldn't be, but I guess the, in Taiwan, Philippines, they're a little more uptight about this kind of thing. State-run news agency, you know, like CNN, says Lynn and her boyfriend said the bikini was a form of art. It's quite normal for us in our country. So, you got to give, I mean, as long as she's
covered up,
why arrest the woman?
So, we give it to
now, here's a lady that... And I'm going to try and tell this story in the most tasteful way possible. And we're not, this is not a war on women. This happened in Wales.
Okay.
And a 37-year-old woman there named Leanne Thomas got home drunk and saw her neighbor watching her stumble around. So Leanne, being hammered, leaned over the fence to yell at the neighbor to mind her own business. But when she did this, she was topless, and guess what was draped over the fence?
Well, I can imagine, probably, yeah.
She also tossed a few racial slurs in her meltdown, so she was charged with racially aggravated harassment. She got hit with $525 in fines and court costs for draping. They must have been spectacular to hang them over the other side of the fence.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
And so, I don't know, do we give it to drunk woman or Starbucks Philippines?
We got a bullfighter who is gravely ill after getting gored in the groin the second time.
You're a bullfighter, though.
I got news for you. No.
It's not going to happen to me twice.
Yeah, exactly. If I get gored in the groin once, I'm retiring from bullfighting.
You shouldn't be bullfighting at all if you don't want to get gored in any part of your body.
Yeah. So
gored in the groin or Al Gored or...
more than, you know, stupidity. The whole country got Al Gored.
Or Gordon Lightfoot?
And there's some potential there. If we could just find somebody to impersonate Lightfoot, we could do Al Gordon Lightfoot.
Al Gordon Lightfoot.
And do the wreck of the planet Earth and the Fitzgeralds or something.
Mm.
There's not really a lot of stupidity here. It's more like just bizarre stories of people acting weird. But let's give it to the government of...
The Philippines
for arresting that woman.
It was just an itsy-bitsy teeny-weeny.
No, teeny-weeny. Much better.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Hi, is this Bishop?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, do you remember registering for the $1,000 Dillardreen's gift card?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Well, we just pulled your name, and you are our lucky winner, sir.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dillardreen's and Blue Water Broadcast.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
855, here's Benthal Meredith.
Well, it's almost Halloween, which means I gotta get down to the Dollar Tree and stock up on expired candy. Last year, I forgot to get candy, so when them neighborhood kids showed up at my door and I didn't have nothing to give out, I had to think real quick, so I just started giving out single cigarettes to each kid. I thought I was being generous, but As y'all know, no good deed goes unpunished, and next thing I know, a cop was at my door hollering at me, yelling something about child endangerment, blah, 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 contributing to the delinquency of a minor, blah, 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 3 to 5 in county. So, that's the last time I'll try to do something nice. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'd take a Virginia Slim over a circus peanut any day.
Me too.
But hey, like the old saying goes, different smokes for different folks.
I got to get Menthol Meredith's address. I'm going to trick-or-treat at her place, man. That's what I want to do. We have a bizarre substance falling from the skies. Today, let's see if Randy Burkhalder can identify what that is. Hey, Randy.
Hey, how you doing? Yes, sir.
Rain at last.
Yeah, rain at last. Yeah, matter of fact, I was going to speak on the subject. This applies to any person out there that's overseeding an area, but also applies very much to the guys that are looking to plant green fields for deer. You know, previous till this weekend, we've been really, really dry. Not a good time to plant. You know, the worst situation is that if you plant into some residual moisture that's in the ground, seeds germinate, but that critical time, that first 30 days, the roots are being formed and the plant is setting roots, roots are going deeper, searching moisture. If they don't have that moisture, then you got a problem. Well, we have a window towards the end of this week after this rain moves out, plus we have a fair good chance of some more rain into the next week. So I'm going to say from Thursday through Saturday, we have got an excellent window for these guys to go out and plant their green plots, because we'll have some moisture in the soil, and I believe we'll have some residual moisture coming a little later next week to...
When does it become a good time to put down the weed and feed and all that stuff?
It is.
Prep the lawn.
We have a winterizer, for turf, we have a winterizer fertilizer. Now, what that is no magic. We don't deal in magic. It's a low nitrogen, because we don't want to promote a lot of vegetable growth, but it's high in potash, which really does a lot for the root system, and the root system is what carries turf through the winter. And it is in combination with a pre-emergent weed control that stops the weeds that you really see in fine fashion about February of this next year.
That is a really important step to take if you're a do-it-yourselfer with your lawn, is to get that pre-emerge down, because I experienced the benefits of that this year.
Folks kind of may have the question, why do I care about weeds in the wintertime? Well, it's not the wintertime that you really see them. It's when they really start to get that late winter growth that they compete very heavily with our turf.
Well, these are the kinds of questions and answers and products you get at Prattville Farm Center, and I urge you to visit Randy Burkhalter. It is the giant trucker store of the preferred community. Your address and hours, please.
Yes, sir. We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive. That's on Old Highway 31, and we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. And yes, it is a good time towards the end of this week to plant pretty much anything.
Randy, we appreciate it. We'll talk again Thursday.
All right, buddy. See you later.
All righty.
Joey, 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 Joey.
That do you know where that came from?
It did.
Joey Bishop Show.
Yeah. Didn't I find that?
You did find that.